SBS हिंदी।
आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी।
We're speaking with the Honourable Matt Thistlethwaite, Member of Parliament, representing Kingsford Smith, and we're going to talk about the drowning issues on the beaches. Welcome to the Hindi program, Mr. Thistlethwaite.
Thank you for having me.
We've been hearing about the tragic stories of many people drowning. In fact, last year, 291 people drowned nationwide, and 20 of them were overseas visitors, while 8 were students. Now, you represent the Kingsford Smith area, where we have a lot of beaches and universities. So what measures have been taken to prevent these drownings, sir?
Well, unfortunately, we saw yesterday again the tragedy of drowning, with a young Indian man dying on the south coast after getting into difficulties, and we offer our sincerest and deepest condolences to his family and friends. But you're right, we've had an increase in the number of people from a multicultural background, in particular overseas visitors and international students, who are drowning on our coastlines and in our waterways. And we estimate that over the last 15 years there's been a 71% increase in the number of people born overseas who have drowned in Australia. And this highlights the fact that we need to be doing more, not only at a national but at a state and a local government level as well, to raise awareness about the dangers of swimming in the ocean in particular, and the importance of swimming between the red and yellow flags and obeying the instructions of lifesavers.
Sure. And in the tragic incident yesterday, I believe the student wasn't swimming within the marked area of yellow and red flags.
Yes, that's correct. Look, we had 249 people drown in Australia over the last 12 months, and not one of those people drowned when they swim between the red and yellow flags. In fact, that's been the case for many, many years now. That's the safest part of the beach. It's the area that lifesavers and lifeguards will assess in the morning and dedicate as the safest place to swim. And we need to make sure that when you go to the beach, you swim between those red and yellow flags in that safe area, and you obey those instructions of lifesavers. But it also highlights, I think, the need for government to explain that to visitors and international students, because if you come from another country where you don't have a culture of being in and around the water, of going to the beach, and you turn up at an Australian beach, a lot of the time they won't know what those red and yellow flags symbolise and whether or not it's safe. So we do need to ensure that we're increasing awareness about the importance of firstly identifying that that's the safe area and that's where you should swim.
Absolutely. So did we have a lot of surf lifesavers on duty yesterday, being a public holiday?
Yes, the surf patrols in New South Wales started last weekend. So yesterday there would have been, and there were, some lifesavers that were on patrol. But because this individual was swimming outside of those red and yellow flags, by the time he came to their attention, I think it was a few surfers that brought him in, he wasn't in the safe area, in other words. And those lifesavers will patrol that area predominantly between the red and yellow flags to keep everyone safe. And often they're placed on a sandbank where people can walk in and out of the water safely. And the areas to either side of those flags can be dangerous because they can be where rip currents are.
Sure.
And if a person enters the water in that unsafe area, they can quite easily get trapped in a rip and transported out to sea, and then they start to panic. And if they're not good swimmers, then they'll go under quite quickly.
That's you've given us some good tips indeed. And I believe you also run workshops, especially for international students who come from countries where they are not very strong swimmers or used to swimming. So do we have any workshops coming up now?
Yeah, that's right, we do. We had a tragic drowning of two Nepalese students in Maroubra in 2017, which is in my electorate. They'd recently arrived from Nepal. They went down to the beach on a particular day. Again, they got caught in a rip outside of the red and yellow flags, and unfortunately, they both drowned. And in the wake of that, I worked with the University of New South Wales where they were students, and Surf Life Saving New South Wales to hold swimming and water safety forums for new international students when they come into Australia for the first time, to educate them about how to enjoy the beach. I mean, we all want to be able to go to the beach and swim safely, and how to identify dangerous situations and where to swim between the red and yellow flags. And we'll have another round of those forums coming up. They generally happen with a new crop of international students early in the new year. So in 2019, there'll be a number of those forums coming up, and we'll notify SBS so that you can publicise them.
Thank you so much. Do let us know and we'll send the message across to the community and international students. So thanks for your time and thanks for the efforts to keep people safe on beaches.
It's my pleasure. And just remind everyone, if you go to the beach this summer, please swim between the red and yellow flags where it's safe.
Indeed. Thank you so much for your time again.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Aapka samudaya, aapki baatein, SBS Hindi.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।